curmudgeon, codger, old geezer, old coot, old battle axe, old bat, old biddy, witch, hag, crone. These words and their images are how our culture has conditioned us to view aging, or at least some of us. And now for my story. Once upon a time, there was a beautiful young woman. She had piercing green eyes, long, dark, shiny hair, flawless skin, an hourglass figure, long, shapely, sexy legs. That woman was me, and because I bought into the cultural conditioning of aging, it was extremely difficult and painful for me when my eyes started becoming framed with wrinkles and droopy lids and ultimately bifocals, when my hair, my dark, thick, shiny hair became thin and streaked with gray, when my skin started to sag, not just my face and my neck, but all over. I could relate to what Maya Angelou said when she said her breasts were having a race to see which one could get to her waist first. And then what would I tell them when they couldn't find my waist? My long, shapely, sexy legs went from being clad in shorts to elastic hosiery when my varicose veins started emerging. And hormones, oh my God. The screaming libido of my 40s waned to a whisper by my 50s and became virtually voiceless in my 60s. Night sweats, hot flashes, I could go on and on. The point is, I was not ready for it, and I fought it, kicking and screaming. And then I thought, well, you know, what's the alternative? I'd always found answers through books, so I revisited a lot of the books that were meaningful to me in my younger years, all the Jungian psychology that I'd always been drawn to, Power of Myth by Joseph Campbell, books by Jean Shinoda Bolen, Passage to Avalon, Goddesses in Every Woman, Crones Don't Whine, and which is a great book, really, because I needed to read that. But then a few years ago, I discovered a book by a local author, a book called Wise Woman's Way, and the author is Berta Parrish. And about a year after I read the book, which it's actually a workbook, I met Berta, and she invited me to join a women's circle. There were about 10 or 12 of us, all in our 60s, and we met throughout the summer regularly in a little chapel behind a bookstore in Morro Bay. And we talked about our joys and our fears. We laughed, we cried, we made posters, we made collages. We discussed the triple goddess phase of women, of womanhood, maiden, mother, crone. It was just a beautiful, beautiful experience, and it helped me get through that liminal period. And at the end of the summer, we culminated the whole thing with a rite of passage, where we actually went outside of the little chapel we'd been meeting in, and we lit candles, and we all said something, and then we symbolically went back into the building, joyfully crossed over the threshold into the last third of our lives. And I went from dreading, fearing, loathing aging to embracing it. And I'm proud of these wrinkles. I've earned them. I still have a lot to offer people. And I hope that I can be an example to my children and my grandchildren, my sisters, other women and men, not of a bitter old hag, but which I could have easily become, but of a loving, nurturing, teaching, listening, experienced, wise, an even beautiful woman who has chosen to live happily ever after.